Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. We're back again this week. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, bringing you the world of football as it's never been brought to you before. Telling you, we got a good show this week. How are you gentlemen doing? You having a good week so far?
Pretty good.
Great week. The Rams are back in first place, Jackie, beating the 49ers. We like it.
It's good. This show, by the way, is broadcast all over the country on radio stations everywhere. You can find out more. Go to our website, onpointlive.net. That's the website for you. Our YouTube channel, you can get a little subscription there on the side to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. That's what we want to put those points in there for you. Our sponsor, of course, HarmonyCheese.com. We are very big fans of it. Our Christmas
huge
gifts
fans.
This year.
Huge
right?
fans.
You put together, Jackie Slater, a Christmas gift list of Harmony Cheese, right?
Yes, I've already begun ordering cheese and sending it to my family all around the country.
That's it. And then the big cheese, because he's quarterback, Vince Ferragamo.
Wine and cheese. We've got to put the bottle of wine with the cheese. It's a perfect compliment, right?
Now, we've got our contest going where you can win yourself a wine and cheese packets, Harmony Cheese, and a bottle of Vince Ferragamo's. You have a winery. Tell
everybody. The Caressa J. It's beautiful. It's super Tuscan wine, Mike, with Sangiovese, Cabernet Franc. It's a family favorite, obviously, and goes with all kinds of foods. Great complement to anything you want to cook during the holidays.
And if you're really good friends with Vince Ferragamo, he'll let you come and pick the grapes for him at his vineyard.
The harvest.
Jackie, you've done that. I've
done it.
So, we're not kidding about this. So all you got to do is send your name and your email, everything to us, and enter onpoint@crntalk.com. That is the website you go to. Just put your name, your address, say, want to enter the contest for the cheese package and the wine and cheese package, and you go to onpoint, onpoint, @crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. We got some members already in that have listeners that have kind of locked in here on a possibility. You guys get your Christmas shopping done?
No, not me, not yet, Mike. It's getting late, but I got to do something real quick.
I got some of it done.
You got the
grandkids covered.
You got the tie on there, the Christmas tie.
Merry Christmas,
Jackie,
to everybody.
Jackie, you got your Christmas whatever there.
Whatever's going on.
I'm wearing my red. So get ready to rumble here because we're going to go over the games. We'll find out how these guys are doing. We got some weird things that happened last week, and maybe some weird things are going to happen here in the next week coming up. We're counting the weeks down here, guys, to a
3 weeks left, trail. Michael. Three weeks
down
left.
To the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So keep us all there. And by the way, get over to our website, onpointlive.net. Check everything out there. These guys are featured there. You get their bios and a lot more. On Point Live, onpointlive.net. We'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets. Sets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you. Welcome back. It's the big show. Vince and Jack, they really know. I've never sung this song before. And I know I'm a bore. Welcome back here to the show, On Point Live.
That's pretty good.
Your tie got us all into it. Our producer, Corey Moreno, just went nuts and said he's got a tie on. Let's play Christmas music.
I like that song.
It is a Christmas tie.
Got to get some more music on this show.
The usual music kind of gets you going now. We got to get into an argument pretty quick here. Welcome back to On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, I'm Michael Horn. Let's get into it, guys. Let's look at the NFL right now. A lot of injuries are happening here. What do you think? Start, Jackie, with you.
I'll tell you what. When I look at the Detroit Lions, Coach Campbell has just amazed me at how he has continued to preach the same thing. We're tough. We're going to be physical. We're going to fight you to the end. And then at the same time, man, this guy's got almost two dozen players out with injuries. Mm-hmm. He lost his top defensive end, and then this past week he lost his top defensive tackle. These guys are going down left and right, and they're continuing to show up week in and week out, putting pressure on the quarterback, running the football, taking advantage of their strengths. And their strengths right now has been the quarterback, their offensive line, and their running backs, Vince.
And when you talk about a quarterback, don't say has been. We're talking about Jared Goff, am I right, Vince Ferragamo?
Hey, Jared Goff is having an MVP type of year this year. I mean, last week he threw five touchdowns, almost 500 yards in a losing effort against the Bills. But I think more importantly, as Jackie mentioned, the injury problem that Detroit has now moving forward. David Montgomery was hurt in this past week against the Bills. And, you know, the Bills, as good as the Bills are, they've given up 86 points the last 2 weeks. So that concerns me in the playoffs. But the Detroit Lions, with your motivation from Dan Campbell really motivating this team, how far will that go with less personnel? I mean, it's, like Jackie said, two dozen guys off the list. But their running game is so important to this offense. Vince, they use him and Jamar Gibbs. Now without David Montgomery, I think it's going to hamper this team moving
Vince,
forward.
Don't forget, you know, there's a lot to be said about the coaching staff and the way they motivate and the way they place and replace injured players, who they use. Remember the Super Bowl that you and I played in, that season we only had two offensive linemen to start every game. We had several different lineups in our offensive line. Our record was 9-7. And the following season, Vince, there were 16 guys from that Super Bowl team that were no longer on our teams, which you know, when you look at the fact that they were replaced, it says that they weren't deemed, you know, top shelf talent to be able to compete. But we won with those guys.
Right.
And the point that I'm making is that the coaching staff, this is where their expertise comes in, and player placement, player motivation. Those are critical issues right now for a team that's beat up like the Lions are.
And the team is being delivered this chemistry through the coaching staff. I think you're correct at that, Jackie, because no matter who's playing, they seem to pick up the ball and move the ball forward. And defensively, they've been without Aiden Hutchinson, without Alex Anzalone. You know, they've still been one of the top defenses in the league. But, you know, moving forward, yes, let's see how this chemistry. And another team that we didn't talk about is the Minnesota Vikings with their coach.
But the Lions, if you look at the players that are on the injured reserve list, we talk about Dan Campbell being a kind of a rough, gruff sort of quarterback coach. You don't suppose he got these guys in a barroom brawl just to kind of toughen them up. I mean, you look at this guy. You got McNeil there. He's got his knee is gone, torn up there. Carlton Davis got a fractured jaw. Must have taken a right hook from somebody. You know, David Montgomery now, knee injury. Yes. I mean, the list goes on. There's about 20 players on the list.
And not only that, though, not only that, but you mentioned Alem McNeil. Alem McNeil is their best interior defensive tackle. And then Aiden Hutchinson was their best edge rusher, which they use on both sides. So you are playing with guys that are not considered the very best of what you can present, and they're still getting the job done.
They're getting the job done. Now, Minnesota, Vince Ferragamo, you mentioned that. What's the deal there?
Well, that's the premier thing in this league is coaching. Okay, you got Kevin O'Connell, who's doing such a great job in Minnesota. He works well with this coaching staff. And this quarterback playroom, that meeting room that they have, they've got Sam Darnold. They've got Daniel Jones now, who was acquired from the Giants.
That's two.
They've got Nick Mullins.
That's three.
Brett Rippin.
That's four.
And also they got J.J. McCarthy,
that's
the number one draft pick.
So these guys got enough
guys
for a poker tournament out there.
But who's excelling? Sam Darnold, okay? And he was a number two draft pick, you know, by the Jets years ago. And so now he's come into this league, and now he's really showing what he can do. I mean, he's throwing accurate. He's got a great – but as Jackie mentioned – chemistry is the most important thing. Do I take Sam Darnold out moving forward? I would say no, because Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, these guys have performed well under Sam Darnold.
They're flourishing.
And the entire team seems to be in sync. And so this is the reason the quarterback is successful.
How many backups do you need, Jackie Slater? They got five here on Minnesota.
You know, this. First of all, let me say, Kevin O'Connell, he's a quarterback whisperer. I have known him for a number of years. I have seen the work that he has done with some of the top quarterbacks that's played in the National Football League over the last 20 years. He's been doing that kind of work. And so for him to bring and have all of this talent that he's working with, all he's doing is increasing value to the Minnesota Viking organization. There's no player, no position paid any higher than the quarterback position, and he's got five guys in his quarterback room that are all capable of being starters in the National Football League. And I happen to believe that what they're doing there right now is developing capital, trade capital.
Interesting.
For draft picks, or maybe even a special player here and there someone would give up for one of these quarterbacks that have been mentored by Kevin O'Connell. So he's doing a fantastic job. And you just have to, like Vince said, you have to appreciate the work that he does with the quarterback.
Vince, quarterback whisperer, Kevin O'Connell. You look at the Dodgers in baseball. They seem to take reclaimed projects and turn them into great players. It's almost like Minnesota has done this, as you mentioned, for a few years here now. It's sort of a history. They see something in a quarterback, and not only do they develop that, they make the person a better quarterback.
Well, it's all about the coaching, and you see what Brian Flores has done with the defense. I mean, he's instituted a five-man line, which comes back from years ago. We've seen it, but it's been resurrected. Most teams go with four-man or they'll rush six. They have a five-down lineman attack, and it's pressure. It's man-to-man, mostly coverage in the secondary, and it's really making a big difference. I mean, they didn't play that against the Rams when they played them here in L.A., but you know, everywhere else they've been playing, they've had success with it. So moving forward, yes, you know, when teams are resurrected because of the coaching staff, it's a cumulative project, okay? It just doesn't happen. It happens by marriage of bringing the right people in the right comfort zone.
And if I can throw a compliment, it comes from Jackie, you mentioned in our pregame session. Nobody better than this guy here, Vince Ferragamo, in looking at quarterbacks.
Nobody.
On television, he comes in every week with something new. Is Geno Smith still backing up?
Well,
I think they put some taillights on there with all beep,
unfortunately
beep, beep.
For Seattle, I mean, I like Mike McDonald, okay? Geno Smith did have an unfortunate accident. He hurt his knee in this past game. But, you know, they are stagnant on offense. Defensively, they're playing well. But you have to have versatility on offense. You look at all the best teams, okay, what they can do. Lamar Jackson, I mean, with what they're doing on offense, Jackie, they do it all. They have direct run. They run play action. They run drop back pass. They'll run the ball at you. They'll do whatever. They'll roll out. They'll bootleg. This is what's important. You have to be able to run the football, and you look at teams that are not doing well this year is because they're underperforming in the running game, especially on first down. And if you can do that, then your entire offense will click. And so you see that with Minnesota. You see that with Detroit. You see that with the Chiefs, even though they're not scoring many points this year. They can just make things happen. You know, they're timely in their approach and their great coaching. And offense and defense has got to play a big part in it.
All right, since we're talking quarterbacks, Mahomes, Kansas City, what's the deal there?
High ankle sprain, Jackie. You've had one before. I've never had that type of injury, but it's a long
bad and painful injury. And as active as Patrick Mahomes has had to be in the pocket over this past season, it's going to be very difficult for him to move around and make the plays that he'll need to make.
He's going to need rest.
Jackie, you said it's pretty painful. You
it's
had it,
very
right?
painful. It's very painful. Took me 21 days before I could even put any weight on it.
That's really something. I'm telling you, it's really interesting. All right, don't forget to tune here to On Point Live. Check out our website, onpointlive.net, and enter our contest for the cheese pack. Harmony Cheese, Vince Ferragamo, Carissa J. Wine. This is something that's going to really be enjoyed by you and your family right during the holiday season. Just go and enter your name, your address, and your email to onpoint@crntalk.com, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Get yourself entered in the competition. We'll be announcing winners here coming up in the upcoming weeks. All right, settle back. We got more to talk about. Quarterbacks, football, everything is there for us. Thank you for joining us. Check us out onpointlive.net, Instagram on.point.live. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. Little music here we put together. It's a two-person group that came out with the Rams. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo performing, doing a lot of great instrumental music for you. And let's take a listen. All right, that's good. Welcome back into the show.
Jingle bells, man. Yeah,
jingle bells. Good. On, like you guys, that. You guys ever sing Christmas carols?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are big football guys, and you go out there maybe on a hayride or something and sing.
No, just love it at church. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Get into it. And having some fun. All right, you're in tune here with On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn, and we got a lot to talk about from last weekend here. I'm telling you. We'll start with you on this one, Vince Ferragamo. Yeah. This Devondre Campbell apparently took himself out of a game here for the 49ers. What could happen to these 49ers? They've had a terrible season.
Well, Trey Greenlaw was hurt early in the season. Then he came back this year. He was hurt in the Super Bowl game last year. And then so he was relegated to, you know, injury reserve. And so he comes back. And then you have Devondre Campbell, who is starting. Then he gets replaced by Greenlaw when he comes back. Greenlaw's having a great first half. Then second half, he's injured again and is asked to go back in the game. Campbell doesn't go back in the game. So I think this is a result of a bitter disappointment for the 49ers, because not only are players disenchanted and not playing, it goes back to the coaching staff. And the fans now are voicing their discontent with Shanahan. It's been, it just, the scrutiny now is becoming more and more every day. And you know, John Lynch, the general manager, comes down at halftime. He comes down and he tells Campbell, he says, out. Go in the locker room.
Shanahan says that. Yeah, I would.
Wait a minute. That has nothing to do.
Jackie disagrees.
That has nothing to do with the quality of coaching that Shanahan brings to the table, Vince. I'm sorry. I disagree with that 100%. If Shanahan is fired in San Francisco, I said this before, the happiest man in the nation is going to be Sean McVay and all that outfit over here at the Rams. Shanahan is a talented play caller. He's a good head coach. He's had great leadership. His father was a good one. And I'm leaving Shanahan, even though I don't like the 49ers and I would like to see him gone, I'm leaving him right there because he's proven to be very good at what he does. But let's just think about this now for a moment, what we're talking about. You know, I played with, they figure I had almost 2,500 guys that I was on an active roster with over the length of time that I played this great game that we're talking about and that we love so much. Vince, in that period of time, over those couple of decades, not one time, not one player out of all of those guys ever refused to go into a game when we were playing a football game. There's something about the code of being a teammate that these guys are shattering that's drastic, and it can't be taken lightly. I like what John Lynch and Shanahan doing, how they've handled this guy. You know, they told him he's got a 3-game suspension. He's not going to play against, would not play against the Rams. I mean, the classic case of one individual destroying the work and of an entire team, of an entire organization. Everybody is focused on trying to win games. They're focused on trying to get to the championship. And for one guy to come there, and he was playing pretty well. He's been pretty consistent in Greenlaw's stead. For him not to bring his talent and his contribution to the effort of those other guys is detrimental, and the guy's got to go.
What is with these players? And the 49ers seem to have this happen a lot. What about quarterbacks that kneel during the national anthem? Does it destroy the team for that year because it creates controversy?
Well, let me tell you something, Michael. He also would agree with me on this. You don't only play for yourself, your family, but you play for the coach. You love your coach. You want to play. So there's got to be something to be said. Why wouldn't this player go on the field and play? Not only for his coach, but for his other teammates, okay? That's uncalled for. So he's been suspended for more than one reason. But I can't see that happening on a team that is in control, that has a lot of self-control, that's on the right direction. There's been so many problems with the 49ers. What about Deebo Samuel dropping a touchdown pass right in his hands? He's complaining. He's getting in fights with his teammates. This doesn't happen when it's been controlled by the coaching staff? This doesn't happen on teams.
Vince. We just had the problem with A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. Don't forget
that. Wasn't a problem, Jackie. He's just voicing the way he feels, and they just overlooked it. They resolved that right away.
Okay, Vince, listen.
These guys are buddies.
Would you say Mr. Harbaugh in Baltimore has a very good football team?
Yes, he does. John Harbaugh
very
does.
Very positive players.
Right.
Everybody all in, right?
Right.
Well, explain to me why Dante Johnson there, he wouldn't go into a game. Well, he's a wide receiver that plays with Baltimore on December 1st. He wouldn't go into the Philadelphia Eagle game.
He must be disgruntled because he's been beaten out by other receivers. Okay?
Absolutely.
There's no place for him to play on that team if he doesn't want to play.
You could also say that Devontae Campbell was disgruntled.
Well,
the attitude that would put yourself first when you're in a team environment, put yourself first over the team when they need you to go in and help those other 50 guys try to win a game.
I agree.
And you don't go, that's detrimental.
Well, let me say, modern football compared to the years of watching football, it didn't seem like this happened in the past. You were on a team,
never.
You played when you were called for, and that was it. Nowadays, why do these players think they're above the game where they can just pull themselves out and say, I'm not playing, you know, or LeBron James on the Lakers saying, like, I'm taking some time off when he's supposed to be playing basketball. What is wrong with the modern player?
I think it has to do with the fact that most players see themselves as independent contractors first, because of the freedom that they have to move around. Their agents gets in their heads and say, hey, this team is going to give us $1 million more. This team is giving us $1 million less. Let's consider this. Let's consider that. They don't talk about you're going to have a chance to play with Vince Ferragamo, one of the greatest quarterbacks in Ram history. You're going to have a chance to block with Jackie, play next to Jay. They don't talk about stuff like that. They talk about going there and establishing themselves as individual entities.
Name and likeness and all those deals, they worry about that more than they worry about playing the game.
Absolutely.
All right, let's lead us to the What in the World segment here. Jackie, come on. Lay it out.
What in the world?
What in the world
is going on? And, you know, I always look to find, you know, just to look and let my mind look at what's happening and say, okay, that's rational. That makes sense. And then all of a sudden some things will happen that'll really prompt you to say, what in the world am I looking at? Well, this is what happens. When you think about it, there's a guy, Tavontre Sweat. He weighs 370 pounds. He's 6'4", 370 pounds. Mm-hmm. And he happened to be on the receiving end of a fumble. He picked it up and rambled for about 30 yards.
Rambled?
But more importantly was the way he did it.
Let's watch the film. Let's roll the film. Still, we got the film on this.
Let's take a look.
He stiff-armed a 300.
For the Titans, right, Jackie?
Watch this.
Here you go.
Right there in the middle of the field.
And Joe Burrow's trying to scramble.
Back. Now, the ball is out.
He loses the ball.
He picks up the ball.
Here he goes.
And right here, boom, that's a 312-pound offensive lineman that he stiff-armed right to the ground, and he just kept going. And look at how
he's 30 yards up the field.
Did you see the way his teammates were excited
and
jumping up and down? I mean, think about it, Vince. All of us big guys wish, you know, we in our minds we think, okay, I could catch the ball, throw it to me. I could run with it, give it to me. But we're really too big to be doing it. But this guy had an opportunity to realize a dream come true.
Those kind of plays excite you, Jackie. What about the other play that we saw that excited this team, the Detroit Lions?
Oh,
okay,
yes,
Jackie.
Yes.
They like trickery. They'll like to fake punt. They'll like to do some kind of a different play, magical play. But they use 12 personnel. 12 jumbo personnel where they have six linemen.
Jumbo, right.
And guess who reports in? Now, they didn't forget to report because you got to report to the official. Hey, I'm an eligible player. Number 70 comes in. Dan Skipper. Lines up as a tight end, and they run a counter wham boot with him on a flat.
And the thing so amazing about that to me, this guy is 6'9". He weighs 330 pounds. And he had the mental presence as he was trying to go and score the touchdown, which he did, to lower his shoulders on
to
a little
score.
And run over a little DB.
We have a video of it, Jack.
We got to take a look at that.
Yeah, take a look at this.
It's absolutely amazing.
Let's roll out. Here it is.
TV doesn't really reveal the height and size
look
of some
of these. Look at
that
play action pass. First of all, that got the quarterback.
It's one of the linemen. It's Skipper.
Oh, my goodness.
To the end zone for the touchdown.
Now you talk about people excited. Look at the team getting excited.
Skipper.
You know, that's the great part of football because it's such a team game, Jack. It's not an individual game, and you enjoy successes like that.
And his name is Skipper.
He's
got a guy on the team, little buddy, that is there also, like Gilligan's Island, I think. I don't know. Come on. So this guy Sweat, this guy, I'm not going to hold his tomahawk chop steak at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. If he wants it, yeah, he can just have it. I'm giving it to him.
Straight young arm. Guy too. It's not like he's got that old that been in the league too long weight that comes on us as we go older. Yeah, I mean he's young right out of college. 6'4", 360-pound nose, man. I mean just. They get bigger and bigger, Vince.
What in the world is going on here? We're going to get to Vince's better lucky than good next segment here, but let's talk a little bit about who's MVP here. What do you guys think? Anybody looking to see who we can look at as an MVP?
Oh, well, we said from the start Jared Goff, but you know who's coming in the picture as of
two
late?
Weeks
now
ago,
it's Josh
was,
Allen.
2 weeks ago, Jared Goff was the name that we all
Well, he
agree.
Still is at the top of the list in my mind, but also you've got Josh Allen, who's
Josh
had
Allen?
A great game. In the last two games, he's rushed for – five touchdowns and five touchdown passes.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, he's a phenom. And then you got Lamar Jackson, Jackie. But if Saquon Barkley should go in to the last three games and average 140 points a game, 140 yards a game, he threatens to break Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record. That, to me, would just – that record's been held for so many years.
40 years.
And that's a tough –
40 years.
That's very difficult. The but
Dickerson
all those
record.
Guys are MVP quality guys.
Yeah, so what do you think? Can he do it?
I don't think so.
Well, last two games he probably can.
He's got Commanders
this week. I don't know about
I don't
it.
Think he'll do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
That's a lot
he's
of
something
yards.
To watch on some of these games. But nice watchful eyes from you guys doing this. Check it all out, everybody. Don't forget to enter our contest here. Get a Harmony cheese pack and a Vince Ferragamo wine pack paired with it, and you're going to have a great holiday fun. All you got to do is go to our site there and email onpoint@crntalk.com. Your name, your address, your email address. onpoint@crntalk.com is your email address. onpoint@crntalk.com. Get the cheese, Harmony cheese, and get the wine. We'll be right back here. On Point Live, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Don't go wandering off.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Oh. 'Twas the holiday season at Total Wine & More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I can just see the Christmas tree in the home of Jackie Slater under the dome. Vince Ferragamo holding a glass of cheer. Is it beer? No, it's wine. You hear? And we got great wine to give away for you. Oh, it's amazing. I'm going to write some tunes here.
Yeah,
right,
you
after
should
the show.
Write some tunes. I like it.
Don't forget to get our cheese pack here. Harmony Cheese, the greatest cheese in the world, from Green Bay, where you played.
DePere, Wisconsin.
And you love playing there, didn't you, Jackie Slater?
I love playing in Green Bay, and I love their cheese.
Too. You do. You have. We didn't mention it this week.
Quite a collection.
Your refrigerator is set up like
But I'm depleting it.
I'm
going to have to restock.
It's like you go into the cheese section of your favorite superstore, and I'm telling you, Jackie's got it all up there with, like, green grass in the background. So
it's organized.
He goes shopping in his refrigerator in his house. It's amazing. Amazing.
How about those Green Bay Packers?
Man? Yeah, how about those Packers?
Huh? And Jordan Love, Jackie, they're really coming on.
Harmony
cheese. They're right.
They eat it.
Harmony cheese, sure. That's part of their training table. But you know what? They're right behind Minnesota and Detroit. That NFC North, Jackie, is probably the toughest division in football this year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, before we get to that, we were talking about MVP, and you mentioned Vince Ferragamo. You mentioned Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Saquon Barkley. Jackie, you got to add somebody in there.
Well, think about this. We're looking at a 13-1 team in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. The most wins in the NFL, by the way.
And a two-time MVP. Am I right?
That's right.
And we're not even mentioning his name.
Four out of five.
Who? We haven't
Super Bowl
even called.
Appearances?
He said who?
Yeah.
Well, how many teams are 13-1?
None other than who?
How many teams are 13-1?
We have a letter
here.
Patrick
Mahomes.
We got a letter here from a listener, a Taylor, who writes to us and says, "Why don't you guys talk more about Patrick Mahomes?" And it's signed Taylor Swift.
Well,
she's right.
I mean,
she's
think
right.
about it. Now, Patrick may, you know, is a question. As to whether or not he's going to play this week with that high ankle, you know, they can afford to let him take some time off if he'll do that. But Patrick Mahomes has been one of the most beat-up quarterbacks from the pocket this season than any other quarterback in the National Football League. This guy's getting hit every other time he throws a football. And we've seen him scrambling and getting outside of the pocket, making plays. He's been lauded for that this year. But when you think about the MVP award, you have to factor this guy in. He's been carrying this team all season long. It's just that the numbers that the other guys are putting up, they just pop out at you. It's hard to see a guy, you know, being better than Josh Allen. It's hard to see somebody being at the same time better than Lamar Jackson. And Jared Goff, we were talking about him as the front runner a couple of weeks ago. So this is going to be a tight competition. If Saquon Barkley is able to go over 2,105 yards, which is what Eric Dickerson did 40 years ago, I think Saquon Barkley should be the MVP because this is a passing league now. And there's nobody giving him back the ball that many times where he can eclipse the great Eric Dickerson in his rushing.
Hold on a second. Last week we were a running league. Now this week we're a passing league. So
we are a passing league, and the teams that are starting to run the ball with more efficiency, those are the teams that are winning.
Let me tell you
the ones that incorporate the run with their passing.
Gotcha.
Teams that are going to win the game.
The bottom line for all these teams and the MVP candidates that are running, the one quality that sticks out is toughness, okay? Patrick Mahomes is one of the toughest quarterbacks in the league. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Now you see the reemergence of Jared Goff, the toughness that Dan Campbell has brought to this team, okay? And Saquon Barkley to rush over and over and over again. Be resilient. These guys have been hit. Joe Burrow, another great quarterback. They've been hit many times. Caleb Williams, for a young rookie quarterback, he's been sacked the most times, but he's competitive. He's tough. He keeps coming back. That's what puts the best teams and the best players at the top of the list.
Okay? What you're saying is true, Jackie. What you're saying is true. But every once in a while, you're better lucky than good.
Okay,
Vince,
sure.
Can you elaborate, Vince?
I love this
every
segment.
Now and then.
Okay,
every
I'd rather be lucky than good anytime. All right, I mean it's like, but this game, okay, the Broncos, okay, were playing who they play, Jack? Oh, they played the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts.
Okay. So Anthony Richardson's in the pocket, and they tried to get smart. Shane Steichen tried to call a trick play, all right? A double pass.
Yeah.
You throw the ball lateral to the outside wide receiver, and then he throws down the field. But they tried to be more clever by trying to overthink the whole play. He throws the ball. Mitchell throws the ball back to Anthony Richardson. That's a no-no in this league. You don't ever roll to one direction and throw across your body or against the grain because the defense will collapse on the ball and pick it for a pick six. Guess what happened?
Exactly.
Just turn the game around for Sean Payton's team, the Broncos, and Nick Benito, who's been playing lights out. The only player, I think, in the history that's had, 10 sacks, a touchdown, pick six, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
One of only, nine players in NFL history. He returns it for a pick six, Jack. He was an unbelievable play. Can we have that show? Can we show it? Let's look at it.
Let's take a look.
I mean, here's the play.
Here it is.
Here are the Colts in the shotgun. Empty backfield. He throws a lateral. And instead of throwing down the field, he throws it back. And there's Nick. Benito picks it off.
That was the easiest pick six.
Look at that.
Let me tell you.
That turned the game around for the Broncos.
Our producer, Corey Marino,
lucky, man.
He had a look on his face like he had some bad broccoli. And after that, he just, all of a sudden, his upset stomach went away.
It's amazing how.
Fourth quarter, man, turns the game around. It was like, 17-13 at the time, right then?
It was a close game.
Yeah. Totally turned the game around.
So
one ill-advised play call by some smart aleck offensive coordinator in that.
Sometimes you can be too smart for your britches.
Yes. You're a little too cute.
Yeah, NFL sometimes. Playoff picture here for 2024. Start with you, Jackie Slater. Let's take a look here. What division are we looking at? Do you think's got the toughest race now?
The NFC West for sure.
The NFC West because they're still up for grabs. You got Seattle sitting there, even though Vince thinks they're falling apart. The Rams have been surging, and right now they got an opportunity to go and take the lead. And at a tiebreaker, if they beat Arizona, they won't. If they lose to Arizona, that tiebreaker would put them underneath Arizona. But if they beat them, they got a chance to win out and be the number one.
Because Arizona's beat them already once, correct?
Yeah, beat them.
Well, Arizona has the easiest schedule moving forward, Jackie. I mean, the Rams have to go to the New York Jets, and they have to play Aaron Rodgers, who's got a hot hand as of late.
How much later are they going to wait?
You guys are statistics? Okay, I'm going to give you statistics. Okay, he's in the last five of the seven games he's played, he's had a QBR over 100 rating.
Good.
So that's really good.
Good
and then
for him
and
like
Davante Adams have hooked up. You know, he caught some unbelievable balls last week, and that team was rejuvenated for some reason.
Davante Adams did something crazy last week, didn't he?
Oh, he made a catch on the sideline, Jackie. You would not believe how he came
like
that
four,
ball.
I want to say like 5 minutes, the last four or 5 minutes of regulation, he had over 125 yards of
receptions. Yeah.
That's the best
last
four or five minutes of regulation.
Yeah,
well, again, there's the chemistry between quarterback and receiver. Okay, you see that with Lamar Jackson. I mean, and his receivers. You see that with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You see that with Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. Those are connections. You see that with Sam Darnold and now Justin Jefferson.
Right.
I mean, these are huge things going on right now. And obviously, he's had many years of experience with Davante Adams.
So the NFC West, that's the one you think is the toughest right now. Because you got Arizona in there, and you got Seattle, you got the Rams.
The AFC is pretty much
90%. Think the 49ers have an outside chance, do you? Kyle Shanahan fans?
They're out.
Never mind. So let's look at how about the AFC? There's only three spots that remain. So let's kind of analyze these guys. The Denver Broncos, let's kick it off there. What do you think?
Yeah, Denver Broncos. I think I like Bo Nix. I like what they did last week. You know, he had to come from behind through two touchdowns late in the game. Brought his team from behind to win. Sean Payton is great tutelage there for a young quarterback, just as Kevin O'Connell is in Minneapolis.
Right.
But, you see the Chargers. Anytime you still have hope, I mean, this team has still resurrected. I mean, they've come back. They bounced back from last year with Jim Harbaugh.
They thumped thoroughly last week.
They did. And defense, Jackie,
Baker Mayfield.
Running the football and defense. I mean, it's still the name of the game. It's fundamentals. You got to be able to do that. And they just weren't able to accomplish that feat last week. But the Broncos are getting close. They're getting close. I think they're going to make
the playoffs. So we got to watch the Broncos. How about the Chargers?
They have a shot, Mike. They have a shot. They've got a, you know, they got a couple games that they got to win.
They just disappointed me. I'm telling you, Tampa Bay ran the all over them there. Last week, Jackie, you were talking about that.
And I think, you know, one of the things that we should not overlook, and consistently we should keep our eyes on it, and that is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is a champ.
Took him a while, but he's
Baker
there.
I play with a lot of different quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield is the type of quarterback that you want to play with. You want to play for. He got a lot of confidence. Struts around like he owns the place, regardless of what size he is.
Yeah,
and he leads like that on the field. He plays like that with that kind of toughness.
He's got a good arm, Vince. Yeah.
I mean,
hey, he's not completely out of the MVP run either. I mean, depends on what happens in the next 3 weeks. I think the other guys have quite a bit of an advantage at this point.
But if he breaks
out.
He's having a great season.
You play with a lot of quarterbacks. You have a favorite?
Well, I mean, I only had one guy that was took us to the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, that's what I thought.
The biggest game I ever played in, this guy right here was the reason why we were there. So, yeah,
I just like saying the name Bo Nix. It's kind of good. So number one seed could be Kansas City, even with Mahomes out, you think?
I think they're the number one seed. I think they just find they're resilient. They find ways to win either way, whether on special teams, on defense. They have to hold their opponent down, or on offense. They make up a play.
The other thing is, for Vince, in his mind, the guy that possibly would have been the number one overall pick at quarterback is the backup quarterback in
Carson
Kansas
Wentz,
City.
Yeah. Carson Wentz.
He liked him better than Jared Goff when they both came out.
All right, we got Eagles in there. Lions kind of clinging.
Are we talking about
Minnesota.
The upcoming games?
Yeah, we are going to talk about that. But first, I want to mention last week you guys had a couple of games there: Pittsburgh, Philly, Bronx, Colts, Lions, Bills, 49ers, Rams. Vince, apparently you were 3-1, and Jackie, you and I were 2-2.
Yes. I messed on that Philadelphia Pittsburgh.
You love it, don't you, Vince?
I thought that they had too much going on in Philadelphia for them to beat Pittsburgh, but they got it together and they played very well against Pittsburgh and pretty much shut them down.
All right, 2.5 minutes left in this segment, so let's go over our pick sheet here. Let's look at Denver Chargers.
Well, the Broncos have to travel to L.A., so I'm gonna take the Broncos. I think they're playing really good football, and defensively they're astute and they're playing smart football. So I'm gonna
big game. I'm going Chargers.
I'm gonna have to go with Denver as well.
Yeah, you do. By the time you hear this show, that game's over with. So let's get into some other games. We got some Saturday games also, just to see what your picks are. Houston and Kansas City.
Yeah, that's gonna be the tough one.
I'm going with Houston. I think they can put too much pressure on the quarterback, and I don't know if Carson Wentz is going to have the cool about him that Patrick would have. And I don't think they're going to play Patrick in this game. If they're smart, they'll let him rest with that high ankle because he's going to need it.
Well, that's a neutralizer, I think, if Patrick's not playing. But Carson Wentz, has had a number of weeks to learn this offense. And, you know, I think Andy Reid will have his team prepared. They're playing at home. I do like the Texans somewhat because they're playing great as of late. C.J. Stroud, I'm a very big fan of him, but I'm going to have to take with the Chiefs on this one.
Me too. How about Pittsburgh, Baltimore?
I like Baltimore, Jackie. I like the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's just playing too good, and they're on a roll.
Yeah, they really are on a roll. I'm going with Baltimore with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, good, tough team, but Baltimore's going to be way too much for them.
Cleveland, Cincinnati.
I like Cincinnati. For sure. Joe Burrow, they're on the run.
Well, you know, local UCLA boy is going to be starting at quarterback for Cleveland. What's his name, Vince? Mark?
You're talking about
Towns?
Just give us your pick. We got 30 seconds left.
Tomlinson
or something.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
I'm going Cincinnati. All right, take a break. Well, we could do one more real quick one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Rams, Jets.
Oh, boy.
I'm going with the Rams.
Me too.
I'll take the Jets.
Good luck.
Yeah, because this game doesn't matter for the Rams. They still got to beat Arizona next week.
Saying,
they don't want to lose
it
momentum.
It does not matter.
Every game is important. On Point Live. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net. Onpointlive.net, on.point.live on Instagram.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's
the. When the boss is on this show, time to get back to the broadcast. Yeah, I tell you. He's kind of like screaming out a holiday tune for us.
I was going to sing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I think so. I like that song.
That's good. Thanks to Mike, Gary, Corey Marino, our technical staff, for getting those for us here. It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We got three more games that we picked out for your, you guys to talk about. Arizona, Carolina, what do you think?
Oh, I like Arizona for that one. I mean, Carolina hasn't shown much at all this year, and Arizona is coming on.
Arizona?
I like Arizona, too. Philadelphia, Washington.
That's going to be a really good game because of Jaden, that young quarterback over there at Washington. But I think that the offensive line for the Eagles is just going to be too much for them. I look for them to run the ball, and I look for this to be one of those games where Saquon Barkley gets that 140.
You think so?
They're in sync, Jackie. They're in sync. Their defense is playing lights out as well, and their offense is running the football
running
with Saquon Barkley.
Pounding people. Pounding people.
Jalen Hurts is he's making some great decisions.
So Minnesota, Seattle. Darnold fans.
Oh, yes, easy one.
Vince,
the Vikings are going to travel to Seattle and just wipe them right off the map.
Vince doesn't think that Seattle has a quarterback. He thinks they have a quarterback problem.
Yeah.
Well,
even though the guys had more yards than anybody in the NFL through the first half of the season. I'm going to have to go with the team that Vince picks as well.
Me too, Minnesota.
Not for the same reasons, though.
I know. That's good.
And Corey's marking them down so he can make fun of us later on. All right, I want to remind you, this is a little paperwork here if we can. Remind you to go to our website, onpointlive.net. Follow us on our YouTube channel. You can watch all these videos there. Subscribe to it, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. You can also see them at the CRN Digital Talk YouTube channel as well, too. Don't forget our sponsor, Harmony Cheese. You definitely want to go there and get your cheese packages, as Vince and Jackie have done. And enter our contest to get a wine and cheese pack. Vince wine Ferragamo's, Carissa J. Wine, Harmony Cheese. Pair them together, you got a party.
Or they can send us a question if they have a question to ask either Jackie or myself.
But I'm asking for questions.
onpoint@crntalk.com.
What is it?
onpoint@crntalk.com. That's the email. That's the best one.
What is it, Jackie? onpoint@crntalk.com.
Tell them again, man. That's
it. All right, so check that out, too. And thank you all for listening to all of our great stations. We're here every week at this time. So get there. But get the cheese and the wine pack. onpoint@crntalk.com. Send your name and address there. Final thoughts, Vince, Jackie.
Hey, go Rams, man. They're looking good. But
go
I got the Jets this
go
week.
Go Rams,
sorry.
But just enjoy football. The holidays and football go hand in hand.
We'll see you next week.